The American spirit.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oil is bubbling up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's a big price spike this morning, up nearly 10% after the attack on Saudi oil facilities. President Trump tweeted the U.S. is locked and loaded to go after the culprit. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Energy Secretary Rick Perry blaming Iran for the strikes on Saudi facilities.
The United States wholeheartedly condemns Iran's attack on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Speaking at a meeting of the UN's nuclear agency in Vienna, Perry calling the attacks unacceptable. His Iranian counterpart, Ali Akbar Salehi, describing U.S. sanctions on Iran as economic terrorism.
The disruptive behavior of the U.S. administration should be condemned.
Iran is denying launching the attacks. Dave?
Simon, there are picket lines at GM plants and warehouses across the country.
We are the union.
They're in Detroit among 50,000 workers on strike. Health care, a big issue.
Right now, according to GM, workers only pay 4% of their health care costs. When you compare that to what the national average for large corporations in America, according to the Kaiser Institute, it's about 25%, at least up until 30%. So GM wants to shift some of that cost onto the workers. The workers don't want that.
Fox's Christina Parts and Evelis outside a plant in Arlington, Texas. The New York Times is revising a report on another Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct accusation that had Democrats calling for the Supreme Court justice's impeachment.
The claim surfacing in a new book first from a Kavanaugh classmate and Clinton-connected lawyer, Max Steyer. The Times writing this, we corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. The female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say she does not recall the episode.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a rock star, has died. Rick Ocasek of the Cars, found dead in his New York City apartment at age 75. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Zero collusion, zero obstruction. President Trump tweeted that this morning, adding Democrats have given up on the Mueller report and now want to look at all the deals he's done over his lifetime. So he is now calling for probes into the Obama book deal and all the deals Democrats made in Congress, the Congressional Slush Fund, and IG reports. A former Trump campaign manager will face questions tomorrow.
The House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing tomorrow on presidential obstruction of justice and abuse of power, the first hearing since passing a resolution establishing rules for an impeachment investigation.
We will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler says a series of hearings are planned to go beyond the Mueller report, including tomorrow's session with former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, a witness in the special counsel's obstruction of justice investigation. House leaders are also expected to begin work this week on a short-term spending bill with an October 1st deadline threatening a government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Edward Snowden wants out of Russia, where the former NSA contractor has been living since fleeing the U.S. after leaking classified information about government surveillance. Snowden is now asking France to give him asylum.
A visit to Yellowstone National Park has turned into a criminal case.
No close-ups for Old Faithful. It's a federal offense. Two men are facing criminal charges for walking onto the Yellowstone geyser to take pictures. They remain unidentified. Turns out that going off the boardwalks in Yellowstone's thermal areas is not only dangerous, it's illegal. Old Faithful regularly erupts with boiling hot water, and some tourists have been burned. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The concern about oil prices is affecting Wall Street. Dow futures down nearly 100 points before this week's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 1 year in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to taking part in a mugging. 27-year-old Deshaun Brown pleaded guilty on Friday to mob action. The incident happened July 20th in the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove Avenue. The News Gazette says the initial police report about the incident said the victim was walking when he was approached by two men who tried to get his attention. The victim started running toward a nearby apartment. At that point, two more men joined in the attack. They got to him, beat him up, and took his cell phone, shoes, and wallet before they left. One man was charged in connection to a Saturday morning wreck on I-74. State police said one driver was allegedly driving drunk and headed west against traffic in the eastbound lanes of I-74 near Lincoln Avenue when he collided with another vehicle whose driver was headed east in the left lane. Both drivers were hurt. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant on South Mule Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price. They're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Mule Street in Champaign.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday, September 16. I am Stevie J. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. According to the National Weather Service, nice today, up to 83. Should be 83, 84 for tomorrow, maybe 85 by Wednesday. And just very nice toward the weekend. It's showing perhaps some rain, but nice the next few days in central Illinois. 67 right now in Champaign-Urbana. Always a pleasure to begin our week with Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Sir, how are you?
I love your temperatures there.
Dallas probably a little warmer, I would suspect.
Just a little bit. We're going to be about 95, 96 today, something like that.
Okay, big news for Brett Kavanaugh. More allegations from 40 years ago that the New York Times says the woman now can't remember anything. And the accusation came from a Clinton-connected lawyer. Are you kidding me? Is it that important to get rid of Brett Kavanaugh?
They're all calling for impeachment. And you're right. There's no corroboration whatsoever about this. It is an absolute farce what is going on. But I think most of the Democratic candidates for president are already calling for impeachment.
What does it say about them? Equal justice under the law? Question mark? What?
It's not a nice group up there of the Democrats. Not only are they not nice to each other, we saw that with Mr. Castro and Joe Biden the other night at the debate, but they're certainly not nice to anybody else either. And their ideas are just so much out of sync of what's going on in the world. You wonder about leadership. For example, today, of course, oil and gas are in the spotlight, and they want to get rid of fracking. Elizabeth Warren wants to get rid of fracking, so is Bernie Sanders. Well, the whole world's economy would go down the drain if we had gotten rid of fracking by this point. Thank goodness we are energy independent, or else the price of oil would be double what it is today, maybe triple. In fact, I think that the world markets have gone up a little bit, maybe 10%, but it's nothing compared to what it would have been if we were not energy independent.
Oh, that's a good point. Regarding Brett Kavanaugh, you know, to me, Professor, this signals that Ruth Bader Ginsburg will not make another full term. And I think they know that. So they've got to get rid of one that Trump got and then hope that this would drag out through the next election and bet that they'd win. I think that's what I think they're thinking.
You're exactly right. But it's not going to work out that way, I don't believe. I hope Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in good enough health that she can hold on for a while longer. But she may retire at some point.
Right.
She's 86 years old, has had three big bouts of health problems, but I hope she holds on. But I think they understand the reality of it, and she may just retire, you know, and that could very well happen. And they don't want to give up another seat. There's no question about that.
All right, the General Motors UAW strike is in effect. Some 50,000, I think, involved in this thing.
I don't think it's going to go on too much longer. By the way, here at Arlington, Texas, we have a huge General Motors plant that make SUVs. And at some points, sometimes during the year, they've been so busy, they're on call 24 hours a day. They're working 24 hours around the clock. And some of them make as much as $90,000 a year on the assembly line. And that's important. What a deal that they're doing. They have hard hours. They're standing up a lot. It's an amazing plant, and they have, of course, a lot of throughout the United States as well. So I think it's going to be resolved.
Well, because, again, it would be bad, I think, politically, too, if this went on very long, right?
That's right. It'll be resolved at some point, I think, sooner than later.
Okay, and regarding the race for the White House, did any Democrat impress you last debate this last week on ABC, Alan?
Not a one. I know it sounds terrible. Not a one. In fact, I'm going to beat up on the past Democratic presidents. Jimmy Carter and President Obama and Lyndon Johnson have had terrible foreign policy, just horrendous. In fact, the problems in Iran today can be traced all the way back to Jimmy Carter. Some people may not remember that when he helped to overthrow the Shah of Iran, he wanted democracy there with a little D, not understanding what would come after that. And, of course, here comes the religious zealots, and they've taken down Iran into the pits. For example, Iran wants to go to war with Israel and the United States. What is their beef with Israel? You know, it's purely religious. They've lost no land to Israel in any war. They've not gone to war with them except in biblical times when it was Persia, but nothing like that. So what are they mad about? They're simply hunting for something. And, of course, it may be the old idea to keep their population satisfied internally. They look for an external enemy. And the enemy has always been Israel and the United States.
We have to probably have a Democratic nominee from those 10, or do you think it's possible that a brokered convention is ahead for the Democrats?
It could very well happen, and here comes Hillary.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm back.
It could be anybody at that point, right?
That's right. It could really, I'm really not laughing about it completely. It could very well be Hillary Clinton trying to come back again.
Hmm.
And so, God, wouldn't that be interesting?
It would. A
rematch. She'd probably love it. And the Democrats will pull out all the stops. But I think it could be a brokered convention.
They wouldn't talk Michelle Obama into it because I do believe she'd win in this pop culture day. Same for Oprah.
And you really wonder what in the world would they do if they became president? Then other people would run the office. It would be simple as that.
Yeah, right.
We'd have Barack Obama back again. And Oprah Winfrey, who knows? Maybe Barack Obama as well.
Yeah. Alan, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Always on Mondays. We appreciate getting your insight on the day and news of the day.
Strange times are going on.
Really are strange. You're right, sir. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5, Alan Sachs, professor, University of Texas at Arlington, 713. Check your sports headlines. Man, oh, man, lots of sports. Stand by. Yeah, I had a great steak visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of you.
Hop in the car for dinner tonight. It's worth the drive to Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse, located on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Joyce Meyer said, you only have one life, and if it's not going the direction you want it to, now's the time to make changes. We do that by living on purpose and making every single day count. We must not make the mistake of letting our past mistakes cause us to give up. We learn as we go, not as we sit idly by doing nothing, and we don't have to feel like doing what's right in order to do it. The greatest hindrance to improving our lives is to live according to our emotions instead of purposefully choosing to do the right thing. So, today's the day for us to seize the day. Let's say yes to what's important and no to what's not. Let's bring our best to the table and not get to bed tonight wishing we hadn't wasted today. Carpe diem, seize the day. Get inspired to seize the day by joining me at this year's Live to Lead with John Maxwell at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
That's not going to cut it. Next, please.
Princess Daisy. Every man tries to win her hand with ridiculous gifts and talents. But I know all she desires is flowers. That's why I called the Blossom Basket Florist at 367 Rose.
Oh, I absolutely love these.
If you want to win her heart, then order flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist in Champaign at the Crossing or in Urbana on Cunningham Avenue.
You can always text us, 359-2255. Diane Ducey was on a red eye from Seattle. She's on her way home from O'Hare. She'll be in tomorrow. Sports headlines now. The Chicago Bears beat the Denver Broncos on a kick at the buzzer. 16-14, Eddie Pinheiro got the 53-yarder. The Bears are 1-1. Indianapolis Colts beat Tennessee 19-17. And the Packers beat Minnesota 21-16. The LA Rams beat my New Orleans Saints 27-9. Another week. Another blown call by the referees. I know. Sounds like whining. But it was a bad call. Again, Cam Newton ran all the way in. But 80-some yards. They said, no, the play was blown dead. It was a bad call. Again, not to say that the Saints could have won because Drew Brees got hurt, my friends. And that hurts me deeply. Cleveland will play in the Jets tonight, Monday Night Football. Baseball. Uh-oh. Row. Milwaukee beat St. Louis 7-6.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Well, this is one for the books, John. There's no doubt about it. The Cardinals had four home runs, and they score six runs, all on home runs, and they lose the game 7-6 on a grand slam home run in the ninth inning.
But it was give back by the Cardinals as they had a two-run lead at one point. An error turned. But it was give back by the Cardinals as they had a two-run lead at one point. An error turned into a run. And then John Gant came on to try to save the game in the ninth inning. Gant was out there as Carlos Martinez was unable to go with illness. And Gant walked three. And those three runs scored when Junior Fernandez gave up a grand slam to Ryan Braun. Now, Tommy Edman hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth. But the Cardinals came up one short, 7-6. And the Cardinals' lead is two over the Cubs and three over Milwaukee.
They'll send Steven Strasburg, who's a 17-game winner against the Cardinals, Dakota Hudson, 15-7.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices. The best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And the Chicago Cubs are scoring more runs than the more points than the Chicago Bears. 16-6. They scored 46 times over the weekend. I got more to say about that race in the Central Division. Stand by. check of your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Stop by CMI at Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, check out eSprayer. This technology, great for schools, also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI 217-359-6262 for more info or to schedule a demo. CMI, clean your janitorial and equipment experts. Sunshine and 82 today. Same for tomorrow, maybe 83 and 85 by Wednesday. 67 now in Champaign-Urbana. Fox Business Minute, what's oil going to do this morning? What's the barrel going to do? Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Feel free to text in 359-2255. Haven't even talked to Illini. That's coming up as well. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are lower. General Motors shares are down 3% after the strike against GM by workers at 31 plants. Oil futures are higher following the drone strikes against two production facilities in Saudi Arabia. And new reports on China's economy this morning indicate manufacturing and retail sales were weaker than expected in China in August. Boeing shares are also lower. The Wall Street Journal says its board is considering revamping its engineering department following the crashes of two 737 MAX jets that forced the grounding of the planes. Many of Target's 20th anniversary collection items quickly sold out online after its launch over the weekend. In celebration of Target's 20 years of designer partnerships, it brought back items from Lilly Pulitzer, Isaac Mizrahi, and others. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Just hit schedule, set your alarm, and click listen. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name's Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Both of my lower calves were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice, into my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall. Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
All right, today's offer coming up in about 15 minutes, my friends. Stand by for today's offer. Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me. Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com. I'm going to be giving now $250 for Game Day Spirit coming up. Stand by for corporate apparel. Savings a step to build a stronger future, whether establishing a college fund, saving for retirement, or building that emergency fund. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. Start by creating a budget. Track your spending. You might really be surprised where some of the money's going. Some of you, some of us, have no clue. Determine what you're bringing in and figure out what you're putting out there. And try and make the bringing in part more. And then you save, save, save. I tell my kids all the time, guys, save, save. And then when you're done, yeah, save some more. Busey eBank, Busey Mobile App, big change is a cool thing. Every time you swipe, the transaction is rounded to the nearest dollar, you get the money. preferred savings or money market. You can get all your details at Busey.com. Get started on your savings goals. Go to Busey.com for more resources. Or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. Okay. Let me talk Central Division, then I'm talking Illini. You're welcome to chime in. Diana's off today, back tomorrow. 359-2255 if you'd like to chime in. Devastating loss to the Cardinals yesterday. One strike away from closing out a 4-3 win. Unfortunately, John Gamp, the reliever, because Carlos Martinez was in the hospital Saturday to Sunday having breathing problems. Wow. So John Gamp, who's been terrific this year for St. Louis, walked the bases full. And Junior Fernandez got the call, the young rookie, on a 3-2, served it up for Ryan Braun, who said, I'm not that good anymore, but I love the big stage and the big spots. Tommy Edman got a two-run homer off of that Josh Hader guy, and it wasn't enough. 7-6, Milwaukee beat St. Louis. And I don't know if you're going to like what I'm going to say here. For Cardinal fans, all the games here on ESPN 93.5, I don't think you're going to like what I'm going to say here. Cardinals were four games up 2 days ago. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. What? I've studied this nerd-style study. Cubs scored 46 times over the weekend against a super bad Pittsburgh team with their best players not even playing anymore. It's a Triple-A team. So the Cardinals, this is very nerd-like, and again, I apologize for the nerd stats. Cardinals have played 41 games since the All-Star break with teams under 500, and they've won 29 of them. Amazing. 29-12. The Cardinals have played 20 people with winning records and are 7-13. The rest of the way, the St. Louis Cardinals have 13 games left against Washington, who just swept the Cubs a week ago in Wrigley. Then a four-game set in Chicago at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. And the Cardinals have not won in Chicago this year. Then they go to Arizona, who is fading. They were really on a roll, but they're fading now. So perhaps a win or two in Arizona. And then they close the season in St. Louis against the Chicago Cubs. The Cubbies have seven games with St. Louis, but then they get Pittsburgh. And that's easy. They're really not good this minute, there's no doubt. But the Milwaukee Brewers have won 9 of the last 10, and they don't play anybody the rest of the way. I am thinking it's very, very possible. This is a Stevie J prediction. Milwaukee could win the division, and then it's a battle between the Cubs and Cardinals for the one wild card spot because Washington's already in. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Now, unless the St. Louis Cardinals can break through and do what they did way early in the year when they did sweep the L.A. Dodgers in St. Louis, they'll have to do something, and somebody or one or two people are going to have to step up, or I think the Cardinals are in real trouble getting to the playoffs. And it's possible that if the Cardinals can beat the Cubs a couple times, Milwaukee is going to slide in. I know Christian Yelich isn't there, but the Brewers are hot stuff, man. Hot stuff. So I don't know. I'm nervous about the whole St. Louis Cardinals schedule. It's really hard closing, and the Cubs, except for playing the Cardinals, have no one in between, and Milwaukee has nothing left. They've got San Diego, Cincinnati, Colorado. I mean, all not good teams. So stand by. You have to brace yourself for some impact. I'm hoping I'm completely wrong, but I am nervous about it following yesterday's devastating loss for the Cardinals. We see how they react tonight. Steven Strasburg's only run 17 times. They got to face him against Washington Nationals tonight. Okay, to the Illini. Again, one man's opinion. Pretty disappointing to lose to Eastern Michigan, albeit they were good. But as a fan, my take is we are better than we were. There is no doubt we are better. Lovie Smith's team is a little better. The question is, are we good enough to beat anybody else? I don't know. I cannot tell you that. I think we'll be favored against Rutgers. And that's it for the final nine games. I don't think we're going to be a favorite the rest of the way, except for Rutgers at home, maybe. Nebraska comes in 7 o'clock this Saturday night. Should be some tailgating fun, but the Cornhuskers have been installed as a 10.5-point favorite. But, boy, the air out of the stadium when we lost that game. Good rally at the end to tie it at 31, then that short kick. Our defense, not so good. But what are you going to do? Even if we don't win another game, what are you going to do? You're going to start all over again? The team is better. It's just, are they good enough to beat anybody else? We've gotten better. It's a better team. Bobby Roundtree really, really hurt. That horrible swimming accident for that young man hurt our team. And then this kid, the safety, the defensive back, really fast rookie, he was going to be awesome. So you got to get a little lucky. We don't have much depth. Anyway, you're welcome to chime in on any of these sports thoughts this morning. 359-2255, 359-2255. For me to project one of the two teams out, Cubs or Cardinals, it's a little early. Here's hoping the St. Louis Cardinals pull up their socks all the way to their kneecaps and get it going again, because that really hurt yesterday. All right, 359-2255, back in just a moment. Check your news. It's Monday, September 16th, ESPN 93.5. Check your Fox News now at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. At GM plants, UAW members striking for the first time in 12 years this morning. Union leadership and GM getting ready to resume talks.
Auto workers, they're asking for fair wages, a share of profit, but more specifically, health care. This is a very, very contentious issue. They expect at this point, GM, they want their employees to start paying a little bit more in health care.
Fox's Christina Parsonevelis. President Trump tweeting Justice Brett Kavanaugh's been assaulted by lies and fake news. This is the New York Times walks back some of its story on accusations against Kavanaugh.
Fresh allegations surfacing in a new book claiming a former Kavanaugh classmate and Clinton-connected lawyer Max Steyer witnessed previously unreported sexual misconduct. Turns out the allegations were uninvestigated and the alleged victim does not remember the incident.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One man was charged in connection to a Saturday morning wreck on I-74. State police said one driver was allegedly driving drunk and headed west against traffic in the eastbound lanes of I-74 near Lincoln Avenue when he collided with another vehicle whose driver was headed east in the left lane. Both drivers were hurt. The driver, who was allegedly drunk, was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and improper lane usage and had life-threatening injuries. The other driver's injuries were said to be non-life-threatening. 3 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he had a gun when he was not supposed to. 34-year-old Ben Anderson was charged last fall after he allegedly hit a woman in the head and threatened her with a gun in the home they shared. Anderson pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons by a felon. He had prior convictions for drug offenses in Cook County, so he had been charged with being an armed habitual criminal. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328. 2334 or 328 Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
My name is Ken Amtower. We started with a fire pit and then added seating. We added on to the existing patio We now have a gorgeous space words can't describe. To have a space that is so peaceful that it allows you to relax and collect your thoughts is invaluable to me. And I have a place that I can't help but be proud of.
I'm Alan Perkinson, and our team would love to serve you at your home or business. Check us out at allcreation.net.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.creditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunshine today, clouds a little bit this afternoon, high today right about 83. Tuesday, same kind of day, 83. Wednesday, up to 85, might get 88 by Friday. Clouds are moving in Saturday, maybe rain by Sunday. That's from here. Possibility of a rain on the football game Saturday night, but it's a long way away. 67 right now at ESPN 93.5 over at Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com online if you want to take a look. They carry some fantastic vehicles, as we've discussed. The Honda line is incredible, from the Civic all the way to the Pilot. Got the Passport, the Odyssey in between. There's a lot of different, you got the Ridgeline, the truck. See all the lines that Honda offers and the incredible award-winning dealership that sits off Neil at Burwash in Savoy, very near the Savoy 16. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Great service before, during, and after the sale. They're not really interested in a one-time thing. They want to have a darn long-term relationship with you with your vehicles, because that's what they do. Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com. Make sure you say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. I am Stevie J. Your offer for the morning coming up. Stand by. If you're a manager and owner of a business, I've got cash toward corporate wear. Stand by. The Bears win. Eddie Pinheiro is the Bear kicker.
Yeah, that was, like I said, I couldn't have done it without my team. Thank God that it was to this point. And for everybody listening, man, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you better start, because he's real. I promise you that.
From a soccer player to a football hero, how nervous were you, if at all, with 1 second left on the clock in the game on the line at altitude, your first game at altitude?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I couldn't have done it with my team. I was focused. I felt like I was ready for this kick. Everything that I've gone through in camp and the ups and downs of kicking, I felt like I deserved this, so it was fun.
Yep.
Congratulations. Enjoy it, Eddie.
Yep. Appreciate you guys.
Eddie Pinheiro, 16-14, the Bears salvage. 16-14, Bears are now 1-1. They'll go to Washington next week. The Chicago Bears win 16-14. Okay, if you're a manager or you operate a business, you are an owner, I have on the YouTube channel right now, you can see me, Stevie J, with the blue Stevie J Broadcasting logo. It's a very nice quality shirt. It's a button-down. I really, really like my button-downs. I'm going to give you $250, a chance to get $250 if you'll text in Game Day right now. 359-2255, text in Game Day. This is for corporate apparel for your business. So if you own a business, if you're a decision maker at your business, this one's for you. And we're getting some incredible feedback, because that's part of our deal. We have to get this set up at least. At least make contact and get a deal set up within 7 days. And then give me some feedback when you're done. And some of the feedback working with Ryan and all the good people at Game Day, terrific. Thumbs up. Good stuff. Quality's there. The look is there. The service is there. If you are interested in $250 for your business and corporate wear, I've got that right here, right now, if you're texting Game Day. 359-2255, 359-2255. That is this morning's offer for you, my friends. I'm rooting for you all the way. Text in game day to 359-2255 to have a shot at $250 in corporate wear. $250 that I will pay for, because that's how darn good they are at what they do. Text in now, 359-2255, for that opportunity, and good luck to you. Dr. Hania Aladrous is a practicing family physician. New survey, British adults find 17% log the recommended 8 to 10 hours. Who gets eight hours of sleep? Anybody? Anybody? Everybody knows it's important when it comes to DNA and such. Hania, how important is it?
Well, we're getting more and more evidence that lack of sleep is incredibly detrimental to our health. We have linked everything from obesity, weight gain, and high blood pressure, and also heart disease and diabetes to a lack of sleep. So, a lot of times we have things going on in our lives. We're busy. We have deadlines we have to make and so forth. And so we tend to sacrifice sleep thinking, oh, well, this is just redundant stuff in our lives and not that important and we need to keep going. But, we may think we're saving hours, but we're losing years by having adverse effects happen to our health.
Do you really think we need eight? Is that really the physician's standpoint? Eight sounds like a lot for an adult these days.
Yes, it does sound like a lot, doesn't it? Well, it's between 7 to 9 hours, actually, and the average is eight. So, yes, absolutely, that is what we recommend. The brain actually goes through four cycles of REM sleep at night. And we don't get into that REM sleep right away. So it's a whole process of sleep that we have to go through to get those four rounds. And the brain, being this master computer, gets all its updates, cleans up its files, cleans out neurotransmitters and so forth during those four rounds of REM sleep. Without that, then we have sort of a computer that never got updated. We all know what happens to our laptop and computer that we're working on. You don't update that periodically, that thing is going to be slow as molasses or worse. So we've invented the computer. Therefore, our brain is far more superior. And it's really we're doing harm by not letting the brain, which is a biological machine, get its rest, correct itself, do all that healing that happens during sleep.
Well, how do you feel about a 10-minute power nap in the day?
As we go forward, hopefully we might come up with ways to compact our sleep, but we are not there yet. That 10-minute may feel like it's valuable, but it's not the quality of sleep that we need. We need that continuous role of sleep that we are all, deprived of, really, pretty much.
How much sleep do you get, doctor? Here's the telling tale here.
Telling tale. And, of course, you're asking a physician, which is a very, very loaded question. Well, we've done horrible things to ourselves through medical school and residency training. So, I mean, at this stage, you're right. I mean, how many hours do I personally get? Probably about six and a half hours.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's
not good.
I think it's tough for adults to get 7 to 9. I know it's ideal for our bodies, but life is busy and there's a lot to it. But it's interesting, and we know what we need to do. Now we just need to do it. Now, recently, I changed my habits of eating later at night, and I'm sleeping so much better.
Yes, it does actually help. When you go to sleep with a full stomach, here's another interesting fact for you. We find the contents of our stomach, when we've actually gone and researched this, we find traces of that in our lungs the next day.
Mm.
So we end up inhaling some of those particles while we're sleeping. And if you have a bigger belly full of food, then more of that is going to get into your lungs and you know, prevent you from sleeping correctly because they're choking at times and you're not even aware of it.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Alarus, I really appreciate it. Thank you for the interesting information. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Hania Alarus, family physician, telling you what you can't do. Get enough sleep. 8 hours. Anybody doing that? Today's offer from Game Day Spirit. We're talking about corporate apparel for your office. 359-2255. You want to be considered for $250 that Stevie J pays for you. Get a bunch of T-shirts if you want, or you want corporate apparel, really nice collared golf shirts, button-downs, stuff you wear to work. $250 toward that because they're so darn good. All you got to do is text me Game Day to be considered. We'll tell you after 9 who wins. 359-2255, $250 on me for Game Day. All right, quarter till, sports next.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Napa know how.
Why should you get 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil? Because at Napa, they're only $24.99 each when you buy two. Meaning you get more and save more. Which is just sound economics. That's 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum. Only $24.99 each. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know how.
Napa know how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 2 per customer while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Sports headlines this morning. The Chicago Bears win on a game-winning field goal by Eddie Pinheiro, 16-14. Indianapolis, the Colts beat Tennessee, 19-17. Green Bay over Minnesota, 21-16. Rams over the Saints, 27-9. Drew Brees got hurt. Looks like ligaments in his thumb, his right throwing hand. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the quarterback beginning this week. We'll see how long Drew Brees is going to be out. That was reported last hour. He's seen a specialist. They're staying on the West Coast. They have to play in Seattle coming up. But Teddy Bridgewater was an All-Pro in 2015, and his eyes paid back up. So you do have insurance. We'll see if it works out. The St. Louis Cardinals lost a devastating game yesterday.
Well, this is one for the books, John. There's no doubt about it. The Cardinals had 4 home runs, and they score 6 runs, all on home runs, and they lose the game 7-6 on a Grand Slam home run in the 9th inning.
But it was give back by the Cardinals as they had a 2-run lead at one point. An error turned into a run, and then John Gant came on to try to save the game in the 9th inning. Gant was out there as Carlos Martinez was unable to go with illness, and Gant walked 3. And those 3 runs scored when Junior Fernandez gave up a grand slam to Ryan Braun. Now, Tommy Edman hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 9th, but the Cardinals came up 1 short, 7-6, and the Cardinals' lead is 2 over the Cubs and 3 over Milwaukee.
They'll send Steven Strasburg, who's a 17-game winner against the Cardinals, Dakota Hudson, 15-7.
Yep, and we'll have it here on ESPN 93.5. As mentioned earlier this hour, I'm nervous for the Cardinals because of the tough schedule. with the Washington Nationals, the Chicago Cubs, Arizona Cardinals in the desert, Arizona Diamondbacks, rather, in the desert, and then they end with the Cubbies. So tough schedule for St. Louis to finish. Here's hoping they step up and win tonight after a tough loss. Let's go. Cubbies, take your pick of the highlights.
Schwarber hits a high drive, deep left center. It's got a chance. Kyle Schwarber.
16-6 over Pittsburgh. Wow, the Cubs scored 46 times, scoring more than the Bears over the weekend. By average, Bears are scoring like what? It's 19, so 10 a game. Cubs over the weekend average 15. Wow, and Rizzo left the game, but could be good news.
Cool the levity for a moment. I think we're getting a report on Anthony Rizzo.
X-rays were taken at the ballpark moments ago on Anthony Rizzo's ankle. X-rays did not reveal a fracture. They're calling it a sprained right ankle at this point. MRI tomorrow.
Okay, so could be okay. MRI today. That was yesterday on US 105.9. Cubbies will host Cincinnati, who have been a problem, but I think there is such a rush of adrenaline for the playoffs. I don't think Milwaukee's going to lose much anymore because of their remaining schedule. And I think the Cubbies are going to be awfully hard to beat. And I think the Cardinals are going to have to scramble and hopefully win against some really good teams in the close, or they might not get in. They might not get in. And finally, the Fighting Illini lose 34-31 to Eastern Michigan. I think we all knew it was going to be competitive, but really disappointing loss. A lot of penalties. Lots of people down after that one, after building up some hope with a 2-0 start. You know that Illinois football has only started the season 3 wins, no losses, only 6 times since Richard Nixon started his first term as president. In the last 50 years, Illinois football has only gone 3-0 6 times. Wow. Thought we might have it on Saturday. Good rally to tie it. Lost it on a chipper, a little chip field goal at the end. Where do we go from here? You got to try and win against Nebraska. If we beat Nebraska, we won't even know who we played last Saturday. But the Illini are faced with 4 games to win before bowl eligible, and that makes at Minnesota a must, home Rutgers a must, at Purdue a must, and home Northwestern a must. Because the other guys are just probably too good. I think Lovey's team's better, as I mentioned earlier in the hour. I just don't know if we're good enough to win many more games. It's just, we'll see. We're not very deep, but I do think the play is better. Better than last year, so there's improvement. 359-2255, you can always text in. We'd love to hear what you think. And the offer today from Game Day Spirit is $250 for your company. To get corporate wear, you can text in Game Day to 359-2255 to have a shot to get $250 for corporate apparel for you. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Let's talk about appliances. They're in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois, and they treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive the free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you'll want to visit when remodeling, or maybe it's just time. And when you go into Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the salespeople will know their product and explain to you why this is $1,000 and this one is $700. Check them out today. Their Champaign location on Neal Street, just south of I-74 on Neal, or online. It's appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. 753.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
Clemson not having any other ranked teams on their schedule the remainder of the year hurts them. They can't afford a slip-up. Alabama looks dominant. Georgia looks dominant. LSU looks good. Those are 3 college football playoff contending teams in the SEC. Ohio State, Wisconsin right now. The reason why I bring up all of those teams, if there ends up being undefeated teams or one-loss teams and Clemson is a one-loss team, all of a sudden you start comparing resumes. And now not having one single ranked opponent for the Clemson Tigers the rest of the year, if they lose, it will be deemed, quote-unquote, a bad loss, an ugly loss. And there will be other teams that will only have one loss on their resume this year, and I guarantee you they will have good losses. And so every single game now for Clemson is a de facto playoff game.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you get 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil? Because at Napa, they're only $24.99 each when you buy two, meaning you get more and save more, which is just sound economics. That's 2 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil Platinum, only $24.99 each. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 2 per customer while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Pros, for the supplies you use most, start with Lowe's, because Lowe's stocks the right quantities you need for any size job, like treated lumber, fencing, and decking. Load up on savings when you buy in bulk and get up to 30% off select 80-pound bags of Quikrete or Sacre. Plus, get 5% off eligible purchases every day with your Lowe's business credit account. For other great benefits Lowe's offers pros, stop by and talk to your dedicated pro team today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of our current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I got a texture, Lily. Says, Stevie, with all the negativity this weekend about Illini football, I just wanted to publicly recognize Dre Brown, wears number 25, returns kickoffs as a running back. He's been through a lot of injuries and coaching changes and never wavered in his loyalty to the Illini. But more importantly, Lily writes, you won't find him on the list of players breaking team rules. During his time here in Champaign, he has helped so many people change their life by finding Jesus. He and his wife, Lindsay, are founding members of CU Church. Every Sunday, you can find them there at the iHotel speaking God's truth. Hear, hear, Lily. Absolutely concur. Dre and Lindsay Brown, the only married team, only married couple, rather, on this Illinois football team, outstanding people. Incredible. And Dre is having a terrific year. And you're right. And that's why I really don't, because I'm not a reporter. I'm an opinion guy. So while I know it was a really bad loss and really not good, these kids, we know some of them, and they're great kids, and they work really hard, and they're trying as hard as they can. That's why I just want to emphasize the positive. This is a better team. The question is, can we beat very many teams with this team? I don't know. Maybe. But the team is better than they were last year. And don't you look for improvement? I like it better than Bob Rawin, even though I know the reality of the situation. This is Lovey's fourth year. We really, really, really needed a big step. I'm seeing a step. I think it's better. I just don't know how much better it is to get more wins. All right, going to break for the news. You're welcome to chime in, 359-2255, 359-2255. It is 7:58. News is next.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Army and got braver with an Orange Crush, and then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Addie's Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every month, ladies and gentlemen, we honor our police, our law enforcement, and in the studio with us now, University of Illinois Sergeant Rachel Ahart. How are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. You got to tell people why Rachel Ahart wanted to be in law enforcement. Why?
Well, I think law enforcement actually chose me. I did my undergrad degree in psychology. I have a master's in social work, and I wanted to do some profession where I was helping the community. And I worked at the Pavilion, the Behavioral Health Hospital, when I first moved here to Champaign, and it was in my training class, one of the guys that I was working with, he let me know that he saw a lot of traits in me that he thought I would make a good police officer. So I started looking into it and really considering it, and like I said, I think this career chose me, and I have never been more pleased. I think it's a super fulfilling place to be, and like you said, I just made the move from detective to sergeant, so I'm going back to patrol and super excited about
that. Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website,